NATO troops released a kidnapped British reporter for the New York Times in northern Afghanistan in a commando raid before dawn today. His Afghan colleague was killed during the rescue attempt. British reporters Stephen Farrell and Mohammed Sultan Munadi had been abducted while attempting to visit the scene of a NATO airstrike that killed scores of Afghans. Vincent Brossel from Reporters Without Borders told us reporters working in the war zone are experiencing firsthand the difficulties and the dangers that people face every day.
It's mostly dangerous for the civilians. And when the journalists are trying to work on the fate of the civilians, they are exposed to such type of very difficult situation. It concerns, of course, the Afghan journalists, local journalists, but also people like Stephen Farrell that are trying to investigate on the field the most dangerous issues. And the fact that he has been kidnapped is mainly because he was trying to investigate the death of around 90 people by some U.S. Jets that happened in Kunduz. So very few journalists, foreign journalists, were doing so. So let's say that the people who are trying to investigate this type of sensitive issues are at risk, and that's the case for the Afghan, but also for the foreigners.